The air was on fire. Set into the stone wall was a towering Gothic window, the beveled panes of its enormous narrow body glowing in the afternoon sun. Dust motes swirled in the shaft of light blasting through the glass. Just beyond the light, in the shadows, things shifted restlessly. Faces, staring, silent, hungry. Their eyes were focused on a man in his late 30s, his brown hair buzzed to the scalp. He was handsome, just over 6 feet tall, dressed in old black Levi's and a Henley that showed off a thin, slightly muscular build. The shirt's long sleeves were pushed up to his elbows, revealing a collision of tattoos covering his left forearm. There was a strange, pitted texture to the skin into which the ink had been set, his entire left arm and the back of his hand wrapped in scar tissue. Dark lines snaked seemingly random courses across the flesh, but within the abstract arrangement, images emerged. Trees, a wildflower, the hollow eye of a skull, and flames, so many flames, devouring all. The man looked out at the 300 students stacked upon each other in the stadium seating of Budig Hall's Hoke Auditorium. No matter where he turned, he met someone's rapt gaze. Technically, they were here to attend a freshman-level class called Introduction to Horror in Popular Culture. But he knew why every seat in the lecture hall was currently filled. He was not only a Lawrence resident and a KU alumnus, but a best-selling author, an expert on the subject of horror. Sam felt the bristles of hair rub against his palm as he ran a hand over his shorn head.
Don't blow it. You're supposed to be a master of the macabre.
He walked the length of the floor of the lecture hall, feeling every set of eyes tracking him like prey.
What don't we know?
He asked rhetorically, his voice echoing from the highest, darkest corners of the cavernous room.
What is hidden, purposely hidden from us? The Gothic tradition is about secrets, dark secrets, awful secrets, hidden just behind the facade of normality. Modern horror is still heavily influenced by this tradition, but it's not creepy old castles that hold these secrets anymore. The Gothic has invaded our everyday lives. The old farmhouse in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The suburban Japanese home in The Grudge. Even a videotape in The Ring. The infectious evil that used to be confined to crumbling ruins in 18th and 19th century literature, like Lewis's The Monk, Radcliffe's The Mysteries of Udolpho, and Maturin's Melmoth the Wanderer, has spread to our cities, our small towns, our homes. And that's what makes it even scarier, doesn't it? There was a murmur of agreement, a few heads nodding within the many-eyed mass before him. Sam began to pace more quickly, his own excitement on the subject growing. So what makes some stories innately Gothic? A Nightmare on Elm Street hinges on the secret that the Elm Street parents are keeping from their children, that they took the law into their own hands and killed Freddy Krueger. Saw keeps us guessing about Jigsaw's true identity and motive. So why don't these feel as entrenched in the Gothic tradition as other horror movies?
The students glanced uneasily at each other, no one wanting to be the first to give a wrong answer.
Okay, Sam said finally. I believe there are several key reasons.
The chemical smell of a dry erase marker drifted into the air as Sam uncapped it. He turned to a massive whiteboard mounted on the back wall and quickly jotted down the first entry on his list.
One. Emanation from a single location, he said aloud as he wrote.
He turned to lean over a heavy wooden lectern as he spoke directly to the class.
Yes, we're told in the very title that the nightmare is happening on Elm Street. But in the movie itself, we never get a sense that the evil truly emanates from this place. It does very little to give us a sense of the geography of Elm Street, the close proximity of the targeted kids, or even if Freddy's horrible acts, both past and present, are confined strictly to this part of Springwood. In the end, the antiseptic safety of Elm Street just juxtaposes nicely with the all-consuming threat of nightmare.